The Torah tells us, when the parasha describes the names of Yaakov and Esav, the pasuk says, "V'yikra shmoi Esav, v'ach kein yotza achiv," and the pasuk says, "V'yikra shmoi Yaakov." And Rashi says, "V'yikra shmoi Esav, hakol karolei kein." Everybody called Esav by the name of Esav. However, when it comes to Yaakov, Inu, "V'yikra shmoi Yaakov HaKadosh Baruch Hu." HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yaakov. The V'achar Aviv Karla Yaakov, he was called Yaakov by his father. So of course, the question is, what does the Rashi trying to teach us by saying that Esau was called by that name by everyone, whereas Yaakov was called by that name either by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or by his father? The Pasuk, later in this week's parasha, says, "V'yakov ish tom yoshev olim." Rashi says, he wasn't accustomed, he wasn't an expert in anything dishonest. El kalibai came piv, his mouth and his heart were the same. Mish en achorav l'ramos, somebody who isn't able to do something dishonest, says Rashi, kori tam. But this Rashi is very difficult to understand. Because as we know, the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches that Yaakov Avinu said about himself vis-a-vis Lavan, Achav Ani Bramos, that I am just as conniving as Lavan. So how do we find that Yaakov is called Ish? The Divrei Yecheskel says that whenever the Torah adds the word Ish in describing somebody, for example, here it says Ish Tam, it doesn't mean that Yaakov was a Tam under all circumstances. Rather, what Ish Tam means to say, that Ish means he owned that Midah. He knew when to use the Midah of Tam and when to use the Midah of being not a Tam. He knew how to relate to every situation as it was warranted. And in fact, the Ramban says that if we look at the word Yaakov, Yaakov can mean akiva, remorse, it can mean being dishonest, and Yaakov can mean akiv, that he follows a straight path. What was unique about Yaakov Avinu was that he had the intelligence to know when to do what, how to do what. So sometimes the proper approach would be approach of tamimus, of being innocent, of being very straight. But when it was so warranted, he was able to be the other way around. If Lavan was going to mistreat him, he knew how to take care of himself. Says, so now we can understand what Rashi says. Esav, we know, was the Ishtzayit. Yeah, Esav was a one-dimensional individual. He was an Ishtzayit. You could always see what he was. He wasn't a person who was able to take all of his personality traits, was able to take all of the different characteristics that make up a human being and intelligently use each midah at the proper time and place. He was one-dimensional. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, was a person who was multifaceted. And therefore, every time he used the appropriate midah for the appropriate situation. And now we understand Rashi. When it speaks about Esav, hakol karolei kein. When you look at Esav, everybody knew it was obvious who Esav was. However, when we speak about Yaakov, it's not so obvious and it's not so transparent who Yaakov was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu karolei kein, Avav karvlo Yaakov. People like Yitzchak Avinu, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were able to delve in to the multifaceted personality of Yaakov and understand that Yaakov, with his keen intelligence, knew what to do given the circumstances. The Pasuk says, at the beginning of Parshas V'yekra, the Pasuk when it speaks about Karbonus, so the Torah says, when you bring a carbon, Yaakov, and the simple explanation of that pasuk is that when one brings a carbon, l'rtzonoi, he should bring the carbon with wanting to bring the carbon. But the Imre Chaim explains the pasuk differently. L'rtzonoi, we are all made up of different ritzonois. Every person has different desires, different sheifis, different goals, different behaviors for different times. And those are all defined and they're all called the rotzen, a person's desire. What a person is supposed to do when it comes to Yaakov Oysoi, to come close to Hashem, to serve Hashem, he's supposed to use, as Yaakov Avinu taught us, l'ritzonoi, he's supposed to use all of the different facilities and all the different talents that make up the person, Yaakov Oysoi, to come close to Hashem. And that's the lesson that Yaakov taught us. Sometimes be a tam, and sometimes be achav ani b'ramos. Use the proper talent, and use the proper concepts, and use the proper behavior, each situation which is appropriate, which will bring us closer to our avodas Hashem, and ultimately Yaakov Oysoi, bring us closer when we use l'ritzonoi, all of our ritzonois, l'shem Shemayim.